Joining me now here on The Ryan Gorman Show, I have Doris Nardelli, Director of Communications for the Central Florida Behavioral Health Network. You can learn more about all the work they do at cfbhn.org. Doris, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to come in studio and talk with us. And let me start, first of all, with a brief overview of all that you do.
Okay. We're a managing entity, and that word may not mean anything to anyone, but we are contracted with the Department of Children and Families, which is a state agency, to develop, implement, and manage a public safety net health system for behavioral health. That's substance abuse, misuse, and mental health. And that is what we are primarily responsible for in 14 counties on Florida's west coast, from Pasco down into Henry Glades and over into Polk Highlands and Hardy counties. So a total of 14 counties in our network.
And I want to focus on the substance use issue for a moment. Can you give us a sense as to how significant the fentanyl crisis is here in the Tampa Bay area? This is an issue that's gotten a lot of national attention. It's a big concern for many Americans. What is the situation like here?
Well, the situation, of course, we still have a situation, is very true, and it is relative to opioid misuse and abuse. Now, opioids are a class of medications and drugs that can be very beneficial to folks that are cancer patients or have severe pain situations or are having to undergo, say, surgery in your dental work in your mouth. So it is a good, solid, stable class of drugs when managed properly. Mm. But when not managed properly, it's very addictive and can be fatal very quickly. And that's what we have found over the years in Florida. We used to be, quote unquote, the pill mill capital of the United States. People
right.
would come here from all over the country. They get easily to obtain prescriptions from doctors, fill them, go back home, come back, have another vacation in Florida, get their prescriptions refilled. We shut those down several years ago prior to COVID, and that sort of created a crisis for people that were dependent on that and maybe had become addicted or were looking at using illegal substances. And so the illicit and the illegal trade sort of mushroomed after that. And that's where our crisis has become more profound in recent years, and particularly after COVID, because COVID period of time exacerbated that whole use and misuse of opioids.
Do you consider the two separate? There was the opioid crisis and now the fentanyl crisis, or is it all just kind of one?
It kind of weaves in together because it started off as a very legal substance. And actually, fentanyl is a product, is a chemical compound that was developed in the late 50s by Janssen Pharmaceuticals founder. And it is a very, very solid, stable medication that's used by the medical profession in a controlled environment. But it's very easy to replicate and manufacture in a lab, and you can do it very inexpensively. And for folks that are in the illicit trade for substances, they lace the fentanyl in with other opioids and heroin, cocaine, methamphetamines, and they quote-unquote sell it to their buyers that this will give you a better experience in your substance misuse.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you about another issue that we've heard a lot about recently. And again, we're joined by Doris Nardelli, Director of Communications for the Central Florida Behavioral Health Network, which you can learn more about at cfbhn.org. This growing danger of fentanyl mixed with another drug, it's called Trank. The actual name of the drug is xylazine. That's becoming a big problem as well.
Yes, correct. It is. That is an animal tranquilizer. It is not in any way meant to be used by humans, but they have taken that particular chemical compound and now are starting to mix that in with the illegal substances that are being sold out on the street. Very dangerous because, unlike fentanyl, which is an opioid that can be reversed by using a counter agent called Narcan, which is a chemical compound that will reverse an opioid overdose, be it fentanyl or any other opioid, you can't do that with the animal tranquilizer. That has no effect on that. So if you have a mixture and you don't always know what you're dealing with when someone's laying there and they've overdosed and they've passed out because you can't ask them, they may not even know themselves what they ingested and took.
Right.
And you administer the Narcan, but you don't get a good reaction that they're coming back from, quote unquote, an overdose or close to death. So it's very, very disturbing to think about. We have this out there in the communities and people may be ingesting that and may literally die from an experience of using that chemical.
And I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, why in the world would you mix an animal tranquilizer in with fentanyl? But it's because of the high.
Yes, it's a way because it's inexpensive. Mm-hmm. It's a way for a supplier to enhance their distribution of that chemical in the illegal mainstream of distributing that product. And they can say, oh, well, we mixed in something that's going to make you feel even better and get to that sensation that you're looking for if you're misusing that substance.
And final question I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned Narcan, and there seems to be a real push to make this more affordable and more available because of the seriousness of the overdose problem that we're dealing with, not just here in the Tampa Bay area, but across the country. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we have had a significant push in getting Narcan availability out to our mainstream, like our police officers, our EMTs, our hospital emergency rooms. And there is even work being done that someone can go and they can obtain Narcan themselves because they may feel like they may need to use it at some point in time. And so there are programs out there that will help give people Narcan so that they can self-administer it, or they can administer it to friends or family members that they know might misuse a product. So we partner with the Department of Health, Department of Children and Families, ACA, which is the Agency for Healthcare Administration, which manages Medicaid, and other community partners to get this Narcan product out and available and make people aware that it is available.
All right. Well, really important work being done on a really important issue. Doris Nardelli, Director of Communications for the Central Florida Behavioral Health Network. Again, you can learn more about all the work they do beyond just what we talked about at cfbhn.org. Doris, thank you so much for coming on the show and really appreciate the insight you were able to provide.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.